hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten appeared on Four Corners last night. They were interviewed by Sarah Ferguson ahead of the federal election on Saturday, and Bill Shorten made an interesting admission. When asked about his role in the knifing of two sitting prime ministers, particularly Kevin Rudd. Now, at the time, Mr. Shorten was all for the change in leader. It got him one spot closer to becoming prime minister, and you may remember that famous footage of him carrying two mobile phones outside a Canberra restaurant as Julia Gillard marched into Kevin Rudd's office. He was helping coordinate a lot of the stuff from not too far away from Parliament House. But now that he's the Labor leader and in the firing line, he's not too sure that rolling Kevin Rudd was the right thing to do.
I think, in hindsight, it all happened too quickly. I think it wasn't properly explained to people. I think it showed a Labor Party which was more interested in its own arguments than the people, and that's why, in hindsight, it wasn't the right way to go. One of the things which I've certainly worked at as opposition leader is to make sure that rampant factionalism or personality politics takes a back seat to unity.
Oh, isn't that nice? In hindsight, it probably wasn't the right thing to do. It's amazing that he can sit there with a straight face and say this wasn't helpful for the stability of his party in the country when he tore down a sitting PM. The thought didn't enter his head at the time that there might be some danger associated with this. I guess Bill Shorten was distracted by other things, like maybe his own ambition, rather than the stability of his country and his party. Those concerns apparently took a back seat. He wanted to be Prime Minister, Bill Shorten. He didn't care what it took to achieve it. But now that he's finally got the top job in the Labor Party, he thinks it probably wasn't the best move. Then there was Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who has also torn down a first-term Prime Minister in Tony Abbott. He has a different view of all of this, because while Bill Shorten acknowledges he has regrets about his role in tearing down a PM, not Malcolm Turnbull. In fact, he seems to be quite proud of the fact that if he hadn't have torn down Tony Abbott, the coalition's chances would be diminished this Saturday.
I think if there had not been a change of leadership, then we would have lost the election very resoundingly.
So no regrets from Malcolm Turnbull, but regrets I've had a few from Bill Shorten. Maybe Malcolm Turnbull will have a different view in the future when his own poll numbers drop, as they have been steadily ever since he took over the PM's job.